early morning at the Beit Canada Absorption Center in Ashkelon, one of 16 in the country that are new arrivals' first home. Recent immigrants from Ethiopia are studying Hebrew. They are called Falasha Mura, Ethiopian Jews whose ancestors converted to Christianity but who have chosen to return to Judaism. They have been granted the same right of return to Israel that Jewish law gives all Jews. The Falasha Mura began coming to Israel several years ago from camps in Gondar, northern Ethiopia. They are the last of more than 80,000 Ethiopian Jews who immigrated in the past three decades. Gadi Yamharan came in 1991. He now works with a privately funded Jewish agency that manages the complicated process of immigration and integration.
I take them to the Ministry of Interior, to the banks, to the Ministry of Absorption. I accompany them through all the procedures.
The young adults learn more quickly than their elders. This group is already speaking Hebrew.
It was very hard in Ethiopia, but in Israel it's easy. I am happy here.
The children go to public schools in Ashkelon during the day. Afterwards, they come here for activities like skills development and sports. The director of the program, Leah Golan, says the center aims to provide a comfort zone.
So it's really a holistic approach, very culturally sensitive, in order to make sure that after 2 years or 1 year or 2 years at the absorption center, moving and becoming part of the Israeli society will be smooth as possible. And it's never smooth. It's always very, very challenging.
Yamharan says many immigrants are coming from rural areas in a developing country to the urbanized life of a developed state.
When they come, they find it difficult, whether the language or the culture, even the weather. Everything is hard for them.
Although there are many success stories in the Ethiopian community, rates of unemployment and poverty remain higher than in the general society. Golan, whose parents emigrated from Romania, says there is also discrimination, though that is changing.
Today, I think that there is much more healthy attitude towards people that are coming from different backgrounds. It's first of all respecting the difference, and then understanding that each of the colors in the mosaic is entitled to get their own color, but at the same time to create one society.
Officials plan to wind down this program in a few years after the remaining Ethiopian Jews have arrived. Although great efforts are being made to help them adjust, for some immigrants it may take generations to feel really at home. Scott Bob, VOA News, Ashkelon, Israel.